From the News Center, a News Focus.
A tight labor market with steady growth and historically low unemployment. Those are the findings in the new State of the Working Pennsylvania report. In July, Pennsylvania's unemployment rate was 3.5% compared to 4.3% a year ago. Report co-author Stephen Hertzenberg at the Keystone Research Center says the strong economy should benefit workers even more looking forward. When there are more job openings than unemployed workers, he says it gives workers greater choice and leverage in the job market.
Because of the tight labor market, even though inflation was high, workers' wages have actually kept up and they're beginning to see increases in real wages in their pay packets, and that should continue into the next year.
He says the tight labor market appears to be driven by continued job growth plus long-term demographic factors, which are shrinking the growth rate of the working age population. Hertzenberg adds, the good news now is that inflation is no longer high and has come down in the last 12 months.
While inflation was coming down from 9% to the current 3%, workers kept up because of that tight labor market. There's some industries, low-wage industries like restaurants and hospitality and retail sector, where you've seen robust wage increases.
He notes Pennsylvania has been a leader in some areas of workforce training, like growing apprenticeship programs, and says the state should build on that strength and expand training for the kind of apprenticeships that connect people to well-paid jobs. I'm Danielle Smith,